For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Josh Floyd. For the past 2 years, South Carolina has suffered back-to-back disasters. The Thousand-Year Flood in 2015 and Hurricane Matthew in 2016 damaged homes, took lives, and crippled businesses. One of the businesses hit the hardest by these events was farming. For farmers, the setbacks from the storms were massive. Federal recovery programs offered little help, and insurance didn't completely cover damages. Only what is harvested can be insured, so when disasters 2 years in a row led to low yields for farmers, the insurance just wasn't going to cut it.
In 2015, there was a look of despair. Then, when it became apparent there'd be no assistance for farmers from the federal recovery programs, it really became more so.
That's South Carolina Department of Agriculture Commissioner Hugh Weathers. He's blunt about the state of farming in South Carolina, especially in an industry that has massive ups and downs, regardless of weather disasters. Erratic South Carolina weather that can alternate between droughts and freezes can have a serious effect on crops. Despite a week of freezing temperatures in mid-March, there may not have been enough cold hours for orchard crops to lay dormant and rebuild. If it's too dry when planting, it's hard to get a stand. If it's too wet when harvesting, you can't get a harvest.
It is constant. It is. We partner with Mother Nature, and she likes to let you know who's boss sometime.
For the farmers hit hardest by the storms, 2017 could be a make-or-break year. Many are still struggling to get back on their feet after 2 years of losses. A third could put them out of business.
A person late in their career, maybe not another family generation coming along, do they just say, I think the Lord is telling me something, and they exit the industry.
One of those farmers could be Ronald Rabin from Gallivant's Ferry.
I've got two boys that did work with me for a while, but they've all left me. They've had to get jobs.
Ronald Rabin owns a family cotton farm with his father, Doc Rabin. It's been in the family for four generations, and Rabin fears it could all end with him.
My daddy made a living on this farm. I've made a living on it. His daddy made a living on it. And his daddy's daddy made a living on it. But now all of a sudden, my youngest can't do it. So what I'm saying is our heritage is going down the drain.
In all, Rabin says he's lost over $240,000 in the past 2 years due to the 2015 flood and Hurricane Matthew. It's a number made worse by the general state of the farming industry, which has been seeing low returns for those that weren't even affected by the storms.
I'm telling you, the people in the Midwest ain't making no money. They just survive it. They ain't had the storms that we've had, but for the last 2 years, farmers ain't done nothing but just survive. They ain't making no money.
Farming can be a very risky industry to be a part of, with many outside factors affecting the business. According to Commissioner Weathers, bad weather for farms in Brazil can have a larger positive effect on South Carolina farming than good weather here. With so many factors outside of a farmer's control, it's no wonder many farmers like Ronald Rabin are considering throwing in the towel. Unfortunately, that leads to more issues.
Right now, if I wanted to quit today, people's broke. Who are you going to sell what you got to? You've got to have a buyer. And if every farmer's in the same shape you in, they ain't interested in buying nothing, my friend.
It's a situation with no easy solutions or outs. For most farmers, 2017 brings hope for a bigger and better yield. For the Rabin family, they're turning to prayer.
Me and my daddy have prayer in my shop about every day or so, just hoping the Lord will bless us to get through this.
For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Josh Floyd.